Your partner leaves dirty dishes in the sink. Again. You've asked 100 times. The irritation bubbles up. How can someone who claims to love you ignore something so simple? Here's what nobody tells you. That person driving you crazy might be doing exactly what they're supposed to do. Not because they're cruel, but because relationships aren't designed to be easy. They're designed to make us whole. We've been fed a toxic myth since childhood. From Disney princesses to rom-coms, we've learned that true love means effortless understanding, perpetual passion, and a partner who never annoys us. Then reality arrives. That magical person who once seemed perfect now leaves you wondering what happened. Their quirks aren't charming anymore. They're maddening. You start questioning everything. Did I choose wrong? Is this all there is? What if I told you it's supposed to feel this way? Ancient philosopher Aristophanes described humans as originally complete beings with four arms, four legs, and two faces. When these powerful creatures threatened the gods, Zeus split them apart, scattering them across the world. This explains our deep yearning to find our other half and that euphoric feeling when we think we found them. But here's the part nobody mentions. Achieving wholeness requires confronting and healing our deepest wounds. Your soulmate isn't the person who completes you effortlessly. They're the one uniquely qualified to trigger every unresolved issue you carry. That's not a bug in the system. That's the whole point. A soulmate isn't mystical perfection. It's someone who makes you feel safe, lets you be yourself, and feels like home. By this definition, you have many soulmates: partners, children, friends, even pets. Hollywood sells scarcity, one great love per lifetime. Reality, multiple possible soulmates exist, but harmonious living requires daily dedication. Imago relationship therapy reveals we unconsciously seek partners with our parents' characteristics to heal childhood wounds. Relationships start blissfully, but eventually trigger our deepest fears. Harville Hendricks discovered this when his wife's lateness created intense anxiety. They'd fight until he shared the real source. His mother's sudden death left him terrified of losing loved ones. This vulnerability transformed their relationship. Scientists describe falling in love as addiction. We literally crave another person in a measurable chemical high. Brain scans of people in love resemble brains on cocaine. But while chemistry brings us together, emotional maturity keeps us together. Love is both feeling and choice, demonstrated daily through our actions. Most relationship frustration stems from a fundamental misunderstanding. Men and women are wired differently. Research confirms that male and female brains literally connect in distinct patterns. The female cortex links more between hemispheres, supporting emotional processing. The male cortex connects more with rear brain areas, coordinating perception and action. When communicating with men, specificity matters. Ask one question at a time, give him space to answer, and acknowledge his response before moving on. Watch your tone. Men exaggerate the meaning of frustrated voices, feeling they've failed as heroes. When sharing emotions, preface with, "I just need you to listen," rather than expecting him to fix things. Research shows men would rather have their wives love them less than disrespect them. Men feel respected when they can be your hero. Simply acknowledging his thoughts with, "That's a great idea," makes him light up. Men periodically need to disconnect and restore themselves, what relationship expert John Gray calls cave time. When your partner retreats, don't panic or pursue. Use it as opportunity for your own restoration. He'll return when ready, often more connected than before. We create stories about how relationships should be, setting unreasonable expectations for our partners. These defining stories stem from childhood experiences that shape our beliefs and limitations. Vulnerability creates intimacy. It's the path back to connection. Yet many prioritize being right over being loved, not realizing that making someone else wrong damages the very connection we crave. Gary Chapman's Five Love Languages identifies five ways people experience love: words of affirmation, quality time, receiving gifts, acts of service, and physical touch. We typically show love in the language we prefer receiving it. If your language is acts of service, you might show love by doing dishes. But if your partner's language is words of affirmation, they might feel unloved because they need to hear it spoken. What annoys us about others often reveals our own fears. Debbie Ford pioneered work on the shadow side, parts of ourselves we hide or deny that sabotage us when ignored, but offer treasured gifts when embraced. Our partners serve as mirrors, reflecting what we need to heal. How we tell our relationship stories reveals everything. Research in the Journal of Family Psychology found that researchers could predict with 94% accuracy whether a marriage would remain stable or end in divorce based solely on how couples shared their origin story. Couples who shared their meeting with fondness stayed together. Those who told it negatively tended to split within 3 years. Dr. John Gottman's research reveals something liberating. All couples have at least 9 irreconcilable differences, issues like in-laws, work-life balance, or money. The key isn't eliminating these differences, but developing skills to thrive despite them. Successful couples turn toward their partner's emotional needs 87% of the time, creating a culture of appreciation rather than scanning for mistakes. Kindness is one of the greatest indicators for long-term relationship happiness. Being kind means expressing emotions authentically without blame. When feeling triggered to criticize, take a physical step back, breathe, and count to 10. Safety, feeling physically and emotionally secure with your partner, is the foundation of a great marriage. The Imago Dialogue offers a 5-step technique for effective listening. Listen without interrupting. Mirror back what you heard and ask, "Did I get that?" Summarize what was said. Validate with what you said makes sense. Empathize by acknowledging how they might feel. This structured approach ensures your partner feels truly seen and heard, which is what most arguments are really about. Diane resented her husband Jerry's habit of leaving poppy seed trails across their white kitchen floor from his daily bagel. During one cleaning session, she realized if there were no more poppy seeds, there would be no more Jerry. Those irritating seeds suddenly became precious symbols of his presence. This is wabi-sabi love, an ancient Japanese aesthetic that honors imperfection and finds beauty in flaws. Barack and Michelle Obama's marriage nearly crumbled when Michelle felt unheard and overwhelmed. At the gym one morning, she had an epiphany. She'd been waiting for Barack to make her happy when she needed to take responsibility for her own happiness. She established new family rules, accepting childcare help, mandatory family dinners, and weekly date nights. By taking personal responsibility rather than blaming, their relationship transformed. Dr. Sandra Murray's research shows that idealizing your partner leads to greater satisfaction through the Pygmalion effect. People tend to live up to expectations placed upon them. With 50% divorce rates, our pursuit of perfection breeds frustration. Practicing wabi-sabi love allows couples to experience a more natural state of grace. When we fall in love, our brains flood with chemicals, creating an intense high lasting 6 months to 2 years. After this honeymoon phase, oxytocin sustains long-term bonds through massages, nature walks, 20-second hugs, and eye contact. Psychology professor Arthur Aaron discovered strangers could create deep connection through 36 increasingly personal questions followed by 4 minutes of silent eye contact. This exercise has sparked friendships, romances, and marriages. As one participant realized, love didn't happen to us. We're in love because we each made the choice to be. True vulnerability means sharing feelings with those who've earned that trust. Forgiveness frees you from negative emotions. It doesn't excuse abuse. The hardest people to forgive often act from old pain unrelated to us. Research shows prioritizing your partner's needs creates compassionate love that makes both people happier. Sometimes great relationships end. Before ending one, try couples therapy and share feelings without blame. Messy, sweaty, crazy love is what life is about. We're flawed humans capable of fabulous relationships. The point is to live love now, the very best we can.